Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, brought to you by Fit Chicks Academy, where we are dedicated to teaching you all about fitness, nutrition, and wellness, as well as how to build an incredibly successful business using our proven techniques and systems designed to get you certified, confident, successful, and get you results for yourself, your business, as well as your clients. Now, if you've ever wondered, how can I be successful as a coach? Where do I find my first client? How do I even build a business? Where do I begin? I want you to make sure to listen to the end of each episode so that you can hear inspiring stories from our graduates of the Fit Chicks Academy and hear how they signed their first clients, how they built their business of their dreams and paid back their tuition just weeks after graduating, and how all of this is possible for you too.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and on today's episode, we are talking about holistic weight loss coaching tools. So if you have been in our world, you know that we are about to open enrollment for our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach certification on October 20th. So on October 20th at 7 p.m., I'm going to be holding a live information session. So I'd love for you to join me if you're interested in becoming a certified holistic nutrition and health coach with a specialty in weight loss. You can go to fitchicksacademy.com/live session and you can join me on, it's a Wednesday night, 7 p.m. EST. And I'm going to go all through the program behind the scenes of how it works, all the done for you coaching programs that are included, how you will get certified and be fully recognized by the Health Coaching Alliance, and a ton of other great stuff. So the time is now if you are ready to take that leap and learn more about how you can get started. So fitchicksacademy.com/live session, and you can grab your seat. Now, before we jump into today's podcast, we're going to be talking about, like I said, holistic weight loss coaching tools. I wanted to just share with you guys a little bit about my story for anyone who might be new to listening to the podcast. So I myself had struggled with weight for a long time. Now, growing up, I was never sporty or athletic. I, you know, got into this industry a lot later in life. And my passion, like many of you listening, ended up coming from my own health struggles. So struggling with weight from a young age and body image. So as soon as I hit puberty, I kind of was one of those girls who was really skinny as a kid. And then I hit puberty and it was like, I became a woman and just started gaining weight really quickly. I got really curvy at the age of 13. And then before I knew it, tied in with not only my body changing, but I was introduced to diet culture. So, you know, like many of us, our parents who, and mothers, not just mothers and fathers, but you know, back then too, it was really normalized to, for women to be on a diet. We were constantly talking about weight. It was, you know, even though things have changed now, of course, we're still in a world where, you know, the weight loss industry is a $180 billion industry worldwide or something crazy like that. So, you know, I was getting messages from a very young age about weight and dieting, and I wanted to change the way my body looked, which started a very disordered relationship with myself, with my body, and my relationship with food and exercise. So at the age of 17, I actually, developed an eating disorder. So between the ages of 17 up until my late 20s, I was dealing with bulimia in secret. Some of my friends started to notice, my family members started to notice, you know, as things, I had all the tricks of the trade and to try to hide, you know, binging and purging. I remember going through a drive-through at, I was staying at a hotel with Amanda at the time. And we were in between moving in, we were roommates. We were in between moving into an apartment. This was probably, I was in my mid 20s. And I remember I was having such bad anxiety at the time, just with work. I was working a high stress corporate job and we were in this move and we were staying at this hotel. And I remember leaving the hotel saying I had to go get something from the store and going through a drive-through and buying like four different meals and eating them in the parking lot, just like shoving them down, and then going back to our hotel room and having to, you know, I was going to throw up and trying to hide that. And, you know, how hard it was for her as well, too, knowing that I was struggling with this. And it, was just a really hard time. But on top of that, I also was dealing with carrying extra weight, because of course, when it comes to different eating disorders, it doesn't necessarily mean you're underweight. Most people who battle with bulimia are either carrying the same amount of weight or they are overweight, because of course you're consuming so many calories and digestion begins in the mouth that by the time you get to the point of purging, and purging could be whether it be throwing up, whether it be laxatives, whether it be over-exercising, there's all different forms of bulimia that, you know, the calories have already started to be absorbed. So, you know, it was a really horrible time for me. And I tell this story a lot in our Fit Chicks Academy world. For me, what ended up happening was it was a result a lot too, of course, of, you know, my anxiety and things I was going through. I was using food as a coping mechanism as well. I ended up having to almost be put on anti-anxiety medication, and I didn't want to do that. And during this time too, I started to explore natural methods, and that's when I really got into fitness. And I loved fitness, but I still was in this place of I couldn't break this relationship with food. So for a long time, I was still struggling. My body was starting to change as I was starting to fuel it better and starting to move more and understanding how the body worked. But during this time too, I still had to really reprogram all of my habits, all of my mindset around food, and also the way that I dealt with life in general. So that for me was, you know, how I ended up in this field, but I truly believe everything happens for a reason, and I would never take away my struggle, or I wouldn't be here talking to you about this now. And maybe this is a thing you need to hear today. And we're going to be talking again after this long intro about holistic weight loss coaching tools that you need to hear today to maybe start to implement a few changes in your own life. Or maybe this is what you need to hear too, to make you a better coach or to get you on the journey to becoming a coach. Because so many women are like me, who are multifaceted in what we do. So for example, I'm a fitness instructor. I'm also a nutritionist. I'm also a life coach. I have certifications in all different areas because I know that when it comes to transforming your body and your health and your client's health, it's not just one piece of the puzzle. So we have a lot of coaches who come to us who are already in different modalities, like maybe they're in Reiki or massage therapy. They're already holistic nutritionists who want to specialize, they're fitness instructors who want to grow in their craft, or they're just starting out and want to learn in a holistic way. This might be what you need to hear today to next level your coaching or start your new journey. So that's why I always try to share my story pretty rawly, because it's who I am. It's how I got to this place, and I have no shame about it. Whereas I spent years not sharing with my students and realizing I was doing them a disservice, because, you know, we are all on this journey together, whether you're an educator or a student. And, I just think the more honest we are, the more we help each other. So leading into today's podcast about holistic weight loss coaching tools, that is how I ended up really dialing in to the habit side of coaching. Because what I always found so interesting was we could have all of this knowledge, right? We could have all of this theory and all of this, read all the books and know all the data and know all the things, but to actually make a change in our own lives or help our clients make a change was where the disconnect would happen, right? So I could tell someone, okay, you know, you need to eat protein and fiber and healthy fats. And then they're like, okay, well, they have no idea what that is. First of all, what falls under those categories, right? But they could go home with a grocery list and they don't do it. And I'm like, but they want this goal. They want to transform their health, but then they're not doing it. And one of the things that I realized through my own journey and then working with hundreds of women and certifying hundreds of coaches is that most things are just way too complicated. And that's it. We make things, especially when it comes to nutrition, so confusing, so intimidating, and so overwhelming that we constantly feel like we are on a diet or having to do something to get to this goal, as opposed to implementing habits that are realistic. And that at first might feel like a transition, because of course, when we're introducing something new into our lives, you're going to go through that transitional period. But at the same time, it's like having something you actually can use in your own life that becomes almost second nature. And when people ask me, what is the one thing that you think that has, you know, made this transformation for you possible? Well, number one, I think is because I never gave up and I always stay curious. But number two is that I implemented habits, which became the coaching tools that I teach. I implemented habits that I could actually do. Like I took really complicated strategies and I distilled them down into habits that I could actually do in my life. And then I tested it out on clients that they could actually do in their lives. Then I tested it out with coaches and helping women learn these skills. And then they used it with clients and got them results. And so the data is there that it works, but this is where the secret sauce is, right? It's getting people to actually be able to do the stuff that you're telling them. And that comes from having coaching tools. That comes from utilizing really easy to follow, easy to implement tools that have them doing the action of the complicated strategy that you're talking about. So even this week on our email list, if you're not on our email list, jump on. I did a series and I'm still doing a series. There's another email coming up today and tomorrow that's all about holistic hacks. Okay. It's all about the top holistic weight loss coaching tools that I use in my life and I use with clients. So I'm just going to share a couple of them with you that I think are really, really effective. So the first one is, of course, all about the way we structure our plates. Now, I've talked about this a lot in our podcast. I've talked about it. If you've been in our world for a while, you'll probably hear it all the time. But I am such a huge believer in going back to this one simple way of eating, and that we call it at FitChicks Academy, the complete in three. And it's really about learning how to structure your plate. Now, I love this habit because it allows you to be able to go anywhere, eat at anyone's dinner table, eat at any event, eat at, you know, the drive-through versus at a buffet versus making your own meals. And you always will be able to follow these three steps and be able to create what's called a blood sugar balancing meal. So this is what the secret sauce is with a complete in three meal, is that it's not that it's about just making things healthier. It's not about creating just balanced meals. It's about creating a blood sugar balancing meal. And in turn, a blood sugar balancing meal actually helps also to balance insulin. We're not going to have excessive insulin if we pick the right foods in our complete in three. So our complete in three is protein, fiber, and healthy fats in every single meal. Okay. So when we keep our blood sugar balanced and we don't eat foods that involve excess insulin, which is our storage hormone, our fat storage hormone, to be released, then we end up helping our body's ability to be able to lose weight or to be able to maintain weight. This has been the way that I've eaten for the last 15 years. It's what has caused me to be able to get back to my pre-pregnancy weight really quickly after having a baby. It is the way I teach everyone to learn how to build and structure their plates, because what happens is most people are eating high glycemic, high blood sugar spiking meals. Even if they are eating quote unquote healthier foods, they're not balancing things correctly, which is causing excess insulin, which is then going into storage mode, which is keeping them from the ability to lose weight and then holding on to excess weight. But I know that as a coach, and in the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach Certification, you learn all about how that all works in the body, right? But you also learn the coaching tools like the complete in three, because it becomes something simple that the client or you can just take that complicated, you know, blood sugar management and distill it down into something easy that, hey, on my plate today, I just create a blood sugar managing meal. I don't need to get into the nitty gritty. I just need to know in this moment, I've got proteins, fiber, and healthy fat on my plate. And my coach has helped me to select what fits into those three areas. And that's it. That's how simple nutrition can be when you understand holistic weight loss coaching tools. We don't have to make things complicated. We don't have to cut out food groups. We don't have to, spend years studying and, end up having to shut down our entire lives to be able to implement some of these programs. We need to make it easy to do, and we need to understand, yes, there is a deeper theory behind this and why we're doing this. But how can I now implement this into my day-to-day life? And that's what we do the best at FitChicks Academy. It's very practical. Everything is doable. We're having people do things because the actions are the things that get the results, right? The habits are what are going to get you the results that you want. So that's one of our habits that I absolutely love. Another one that I just sent out actually today is a brain hack. So not only are we talking about holistic weight loss coaching tools, about how to structure meals and what to eat, but we also talk about how to utilize habits that actually hack your brain. Now, if anyone's heard of brain hacking, you might be like, what is she talking about? Is this like, you know, you're trying to like, not hypnotize me. What's the word? I can't think of it right now. Brainwash me. That's the word. You're trying to brainwash me. Yes, I am trying to brainwash you with these healthy habits. But brain hacking is actually something where we start to shift really the way that we think. We build new neural pathways in our brains that end up making us sticking to new habits and solutions a lot easier, which is why I always say, you know, when you're first doing something and you feel a lot of resistance to it, don't get upset about that. Don't think it's something that's not for you. Get curious. Say, it's because your brain is saying, we have never done this before. Like, of course I'm going to feel resistance. Is this good for me? Is this safe? Is this something I really want to take part in? Or is someone sending me down an unknown path? Which is why we have to do things multiple times to allow our brain to get familiar with it. So this other holistic weight loss coaching tool is called the shopping solution. Again, taking a really complicated strategy and turning it into something simple. So the coaching tool is to get your clients to order groceries in advance versus going shopping at the grocery store. Sounds super simple, right? Or you could do this as well. Ordering stuff online versus ordering it in going into the store. But the thing that's cool about this is it's actually a brain hack, right? You're actually, what we're doing is we're teaching our clients how to utilize their prefrontal cortex. So your prefrontal cortex is the part of your brain that I call it your grown-up part of your brain. It basically is the part that allows us to decide on what it is that we want in our lives. For example, I want to lose weight. And it's the part that makes decisions in line with our goals. So that's the part where I'm like, okay, I'm going to the grocery, I'm online grocery shopping, and I'm going to select all these protein, fiber, and healthy fats that are involved in my complete and three meal that my holistic weight loss coach helped me with. I'm going to order these. I know how to put together my meals. I know how to do all the things, right? So that's a part of the brain. You're utilizing your prefrontal cortex when you're making those decisions and you're doing those actions. It allows you to see the big picture. It allows you to, you know, say no to the donuts when you're saying yes to eating, you know, your chili or whatever your balance, your complete three meal is. Now, the thing when it comes to this brain is that it is so much more powerful when we make decisions in advance. This is why in the shopping tool, what we're really tapping into, it's not just like, oh, I'm not going to the store and smelling the foods and wanting to make, you know, rash purchases. It's that you are actually utilizing your prefrontal cortex who says, okay, I have a weight loss goal. What do I need to eat? You select the foods from that space of goals, as opposed to setting it from a place of your primitive brain, which is your brain that is always activated in the moment. I don't like clients making decisions in the moment, which is why you set yourself up for success by shopping in advance. When you're doing things always in the moment and you don't have a plan, you can't take advantage of the benefits of the prefrontal cortex and your primitive brain kicks in. So prefrontal cortex is like grown-up brain and primitive brain is like toddler brain. This brain wants to throw tantrums. This brain wants to do all of the, you know, the things that our bodies are primitively motivated to do, which is seek pleasure, avoid pain, and put in the least amount of effort as possible. So as you can see, when you're thinking about, you know, selecting foods that are in line with your weight loss goals, well, in the moment, if you are stressed out and your primitive brain kicks in and you haven't made the decisions of what you're actually eating in advance, your brain is going to say, okay, I want to eat something that makes me feel really good. Well, what's that? Sugar, right? Sugar and starch make us feel really good. They hit up our dopamine receptors in our brain. There's a physical response that's happening when we eat these foods that cause us to be addicted. So of course we're going to eat those foods that seek pleasure. Oh, I'm going to avoid pain. Well, pain might be having to put in effort, which we also avoid putting in the least amount of effort as possible, but it could be also putting, avoiding doing anything that is going to feel painful, which could be cooking for some of us, right? So this way, again, we're taking this really complicated primitive brain, prefrontal cortex, understanding how the brain works and the motivational triad works, which we learn about as coaches and in the certification, and we distill it down into an easy coaching tool, which is telling our clients, I want you to order your groceries in advance from your home and have them delivered or go pick them up. And this is the reason why. And this again makes it doable. So when we try to make things overcomplicated, guys, we just shut down as humans and we shut down our clients too. And what I want to offer to you is the more that you learn, the more simple I also want you to try to make it. So even in your own life, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, those are two coaching tools that I'm going to use to coach myself. Okay. So I'm going to coach myself on the Complete in 3, and I'm going to coach myself and doing online ordering. And I know the reasons why I'm doing them. Just do it in a way that makes it as simple as possible. So, you know, doing the proteins, the fiber and the fats, keep your meals super simple. Keep them just go and choose 4 meals with 3 like that fit that criteria. And those are what you're going to eat for the next week. Just keep it simple. Don't try all these fancy recipes. Don't try all these crazy combinations. Just keep it really easy so you can just start to see how that coaching tool affects your body and how it affects your life, right? And after a week of following Complete in 3, you're going to start to feel better instantly. Same thing with like the online shopping. If you've never online shopped before, if you already have, keep it simple. Set a time. You've decided on the 4 meals that you're going to eat. Now you're going to go on your online grocery shopping and you're going to stock your fridge with Complete in 3 approved meals. You're on the website, you're ordering in advance, you've decided again in advance what it is you're going to eat. So this is one thing I saw it in my own life and my own weight gain journey and my own, as my transition happened, was I realized every time I was trying to quote unquote eat healthier or, you know, go on the place of weight loss, I was doing things in the moment. I was expecting my brain and my body to be able to make the right decisions at every single meal. And I was not setting myself up for success, because what would happen is life would set in, stress happens. And when you don't have a plan, your brain reverts to the primitive brain, which is going to go to seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, putting in the least amount of effort as possible. So constantly, I thought something was wrong with me, but it wasn't. We're all programmed the same way. But once you learn these coaching tools and you learn these hacks, you know how to set yourself up for success. And as you start to tap into that, you're going to start to see the weight falling off your body and falling off your clients' bodies. And people are going to be asking you like, whoa, you have so much willpower. How do you stick to this? And it's not about willpower. It's about understanding how this all works and making it doable and then committing to it. And that's where too, that's one of the reasons why in our certification program, our coaches have been so successful. Not only do you guys get done for you coaching programs. So once you graduate, you're allowed to use our holistic weight loss coaching programs. And we walk you through how to run them with clients. You can brand them with your own businesses and all of that stuff. It's not that you're a Fit Chicks coach. You are actually your own coach, but, you can coach on all of these tools that we teach you. And we have over, like, I think it's 40 different habits that we're teaching throughout the program that are specific to holistic weight loss coaching. So it is something that, you know, we teach you how to take these complicated things and really make them simple for you to be able to coach on, for you, for your clients to be able to do, and again, for them to commit to. Okay. So That was today's podcast. I hope you guys learned something. I hope you guys are pumped about becoming coaches. I hope you join me on October 20th at 7 p.m. EST at fitchicksacademy.com/live session for my info session for the holistic nutrition weight loss coach certification. We are opening our doors right after the info session. It's going to be open for a short period of time for the last time of 2021. And let's get this party started. Honestly, it is life-changing, body-changing, game-changing. Okay, guys, have an amazing day, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Now, if you are ready to get certified today and build the fitness and nutrition business of your dreams, we invite you to join our Fit Chicks Academy upcoming certifications for our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coaching certifications, so we can help you build a successful business using our proven formula that has helped hundreds of our graduates do the same. Learn more at www.fitchicksacademy.com, and we look forward to welcoming you to the Academy.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.